Welcome to the Zest Zone. If you're looking for deeper understanding, greater meaning, and the kind of joy that comes from the heart, you're in the right place today. My name's Linda Babulik. Today we're talking about zest. Zest is a feeling. It's the passion that moves you forward. It gets you out of bed in the morning, eager to accomplish, achieve a dream, and focus on your desire. It's that fire in your belly. It's that magic and mystery that caused you to progress from riding a tricycle to riding a bicycle to driving a car. You never questioned whether you should stop riding your tricycle, did you? You took the natural next step. You had no doubt that you would do it, that you would leave your trike and ride your bike. You were living your zest. It's the catalyst energy that holds and fuses the energies from your emotional, mental, physical, spiritual, and sexual energies. The Zest Zone is your source of exclusive strategies for fast, proven results. Your zest is held in your dreams, the ones you have attained and the ones you have yet to actualize. To have zest in your life, you must have a dream in your heart, an ambition, a hope, a goal that you want to realize. Sometimes you want to attain and achieve or complete something. You are a powerful woman with zest, but before you use your zest, you must awaken it. Sometimes it goes to sleep. Get to know your zest intimately, where it resides, how it feels, what makes it small, and what makes it big. Take a moment to think about that and be aware of that. When you feel small, that your zest has shrunk, figure out what it is, what caused that. And other times when you feel so confident, what made your zest big? When I commuted to work, I did an experiment. I wanted to see the measure of my power and if I could have a positive impact. One morning, as I was on the bus, I sat next to the window. During the 40-minute ride, several people sat next to me. To each new person, I said, "Good morning," with a big smile. Every one of them sat a little straighter, and they gave me a smile and a friendly good morning. But the person I remember the most vividly was a woman who was probably in her 70s. She sat next to me. I smiled and said, "Good morning." She nodded and smiled, but said nothing. She put her head down and seemed a bit shy. When she was ready to exit the bus, she looked at me, and with tremendous effort and a very thick accent, she stuttered, "Good morning." In that moment, it was obvious that she had been rehearsing and getting the courage to respond to me. We shared a heart-to-heart connection. There was an exchange of energy, and there was positive impact. I was encouraged that I could do something so simple and yet have such a big impact and influence. That was a pretty good result for a smile and a good morning. So try this. Walk through a mall with your zest fully awake and a smile on your face, and watch the responses from the people around you. You'll be making impact, I'm sure. Try this if you can. Walk through a mall and make yourself energetically small, closed, without zest. Shake your head and mumble a little and see what the responses are that you get then. You see, your zest is contagious. So be aware of the impact and influence you and your zest energy can have on those around you. Because how you put your zest out into the world matters. It really does. And if you're not paying full attention to your life and consciously deciding where and how you want it to go, you'll soon be blown around like a leaf in the wind. Everyone else will be in control of your life, and you will be feeling listless and filled with remorse for the life you could be having. Now is the time to awaken your zest. Send me your stories about how you awaken your zest. I would love to hear them. The Zest Zone is available on a mini video, on audio, and also in written format at zestyourlife.com. If you want to read more about it, it's in my book, Zest Your Life, A Taste of Inner Wisdom, available at Amazon and Chapters Online. Thank you for your attention and have a zesty day.